So, here's the scenario. You are at a school for adults, College of Further Education. In charge, the headmaster, that's me. And you have been up to no good. You've been a naughty girl. And it's about time that I took this matter in hand. So this is the setup, and this is the audio. I hope you enjoy. Yes, well, thank you for bringing it to my attention, Mr. Thompson. I appreciate that. Well, yes, I mean, I accept we're a school for adults, and she's obviously is 19 years old, but that is unacceptable, and I will deal with it. So as soon as you're ready, please send her through to my office. Thank you. Hello? Thank you, Melanie. Send her in. Oh, Melanie, hold my calls for the next half an hour. Come in. Stop. Turn around. Shut the door. Now, come and take a seat opposite my seat. You understand why you've been sent here to see me today? No. Okay. Stand up. Turn around. And again. What's that? No, school uniform is not the correct answer. That is essentially a bra and a belt. Where are your clothes? I can't believe your mother lets you leave the house like that, so what's happening? Yes, you have a very trim body, but that's not the point, is it? We have regulations in place for specific reasons. It's extremely distracting to have fit young women flaunting their bodies while other students are trying to learn and teachers are trying to teach. I'm going to fetch the file Mr. Thompson's been keeping on you for the last few weeks. As your form tutor, he's been the recipient of several complaints from various members of your peers and faculty staff. Let's have a look here. September 16th, Bradley Wilson complains you've been indecently exposing yourself behind the bike sheds. You offer to suck him off if he doesn't report the incident. September 22nd, you offer sex for anyone who'll give you a cigarette. October 1st, Mr. Thompson notices you're wearing no knickers and sends you home. October 5th, reports are made of you in a toilet cubicle with two boys in the year below you, begging for their ejaculate on your face. October 12th, boys are charged £10 a ticket to watch you suck your own breasts. I mean, I could go on. The file is this thick. Take the smirk off your face. You think this is funny? This amuses you? These are the actions of a slut. This is the behaviour of some kind of nymphomaniac. Oh, you're nodding, huh? Well, wipe that smirk off your face. You enjoy being a slut, do you? You take pleasure in this? Stand up and come over to my side of the desk. I can see the tops of your thighs from the top of the desk. Your skirt is so short. Lift it up. You heard me. Lift up your skirt. Do it now, in front of me. Let's see what underwear you're wearing today. As I suspected, nothing. You come into my office wearing nothing but two tiny flimsy pieces of fabric. Look at your bare, freshly shaven cunt. You filthy whore. This isn't going to go without punishment, young lady. Bend over my lap. You heard me. Bend over right now. That's it. How does that sound? You feel that? No? How about that? What about that? This is your punishment, young lady. This is your punishment for being a filthy slut in my school. How does that feel? Maybe if I grab. Yes. Oh, you like that? I can feel you getting off on this. Yes. You filthy young slut. Now, sit on my desk in front of me and spread your legs. How does it feel when I rub your pussy, Answer me. Tell me how good it feels. Yes, that's right. How many fingers can you take in there? Oh, wait, hang on, I think I know. November 8th, caught vandalising the girls' toilets, writing 3 fingers and counting. Well, let's see if that's true. Let's start with 1. Pushing in now. You're absolutely soaking. What a naughty little girl. Tell me what a naughty little girl you are while I finger your cunt. What are you? A naughty little girl? You better have 2 fingers inside that dripping hole then. I can hear those moans. Don't try and hide them. Nobody's going to interrupt us. Moan as loud as you like. Here, take a 3rd finger. Yes. That's right, you're moaning now. Oh, I can see you're rocking on my hand, trying to get me more inside of you. You wanton little slut. Look how engorged your clit has become. Has anybody sucked on that properly yet? We'll let your headmaster be the next in line. Spread your legs wider. Here comes my mouth. That's right. Push onto my face. Jeez, you're so wet. Feels like you're about to come. Are you? That would be naughty. Do it. Come onto my face as I suck your clit and finger your hole. Squirt onto me. Yes, now stay there. Unzip my trousers. Yes, it is hard, isn't it? Can you see it straining to get out? Can you feel the huge bulge? Unbutton me. That's right. Have you seen a cock that big before? I'm going to push this inside you. I'm going to make you come all over this as many times as you can. But first, kiss it. Kiss the end of my swollen penis. That's right. Good girl. Now take the end of it in your mouth. You're doing well. I'll have to see if we can improve your grades if you carry on doing this well. Now, I'm going to push this into your mouth. Let's see how much you can take. My God, it's going in all the way, you harlot. Oh, God, suck my cock. Suck on it. Yes, flick your tongue around me. Excellent. You're very good at this, aren't you? You've had plenty of practice. Now let's get this crap off the desk. Lay on your back. I'm gonna... Melanie, I said no calls. Oh, God. It's my wife. I keep sucking my dick while I talk to her. Honey? Yes, about 6 p.m. Cheesecake is fine. I don't know, it's probably been down the back of the couch. I'm going to go with the blue. Okay, see you soon. Love you too. Want to get fucked? Want to feel this cock inside of you? Lay back down again. Let me spread your legs wide and spit on your hole. Now feel me sliding in. How does that feel, you filthy whore? You're loving it. I can hear you moaning. That's right. Grip the sides of the desk and slam back on me while I thrust inside you. Oh, God. Yes, 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 you sexy... Oh. Would you like to come? Tell me how much. Tell me how much you want me to come. Well, you first. I want to feel you exploding onto my cock. That's it. Rub your own clit while I penetrate you deeply. Keep thrusting onto me. Yeah? Yeah? Gonna come? Yeah. That's right. Come onto me. Oh, I can feel your cum. God, you little slut. You're a little slut, aren't you? You're my little slut and nobody knows. And now I'm gonna come. Get ready. I'm going to shoot warm spunk up into you. Oh, God, yes. Well, you're quite something. Let me have a word with Mr. Thompson and see if we can't fix up 1 or 2 of your grades. Maybe if you see me again, we could have a look at some of your other grades, Oh, for now, get dressed again. What little there is to dress you in. Straighten yourself up. That'll be all.